You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Wisconsin on Civic Media. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. It is 8:06. It's a Friday morning. It's October 24th, 2025. Dr. Kristen Lyerly standing by. And then later in this hour, we'll talk to Mike Clemens. He'll be heading to Pittsburgh for the Packers-Steelers game, and he'll also have quite the story to tell about a viral post of his that allegedly showed Aaron Rodgers being pulled in a fishing boat behind a pickup truck, I think drinking a beer or something like that. And Mike Clemens finally got to ask him more about the post and whether that was him, and you're going to want to hear what Aaron Rodgers had to say to Mike Clemens coming up later this hour. But he'll be heading to Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, there's some Packer fans that are already there for various reasons. Kristen Lyerly is definitely one of them and joins us from Pittsburgh, where she had her priorities straight. She didn't bring her laptop, but she brought her bike. So,
it was an accident.
You don't accidentally bring a bike to Pittsburgh.
I didn't bring a bike. I'm going to rent a bike.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. You're there for some conferences that coincidentally coincide with the Packer game that's going to be there, which you will be attending Sunday night.
Yeah, it's crazy how these things turn out, isn't it? I'm here to present at the Society of Family Planning meeting, which is here all weekend, and just all of these people who are very involved in reproductive health and justice. So these are my people. But also, we had a meeting of the Committee to Protect Healthcare last night, which is a huge organization. I chair the board. It's over 40,000 doctors all across the country, all different specialties, working to do patient-facing advocacy. So, like, Medicaid reimbursement and reproductive rights, all the stuff that affects you. It's your doctor standing up for you. So I love that.
Well, we're going to talk more about that in just a sec. First, where are my banners before I forget? Good morning, says Robin Tigerton. It's clear in 29, one of the coldest mornings since mid-April. Last night, he had a meatball sub sandwich at Blazers Bar and Grill in Split Rock, a suburb of Tigerton. I always like that. He wants to warn everyone there will be a lot of road work on 29 from 2026 through 2030. Apparently, as he attends these meetings to get more information downloaded into his Highway 29 scrapbooks, he's a bit of a Highway 29 historian. And also says there was a recent farm accident in the Tigerton area. Please be careful around those power takeoffs, which is, you know, I mean, that is an evergreen thing to say across rural Wisconsin, is be careful, especially during harvest season. And Rob, for, you know, how many times has he mentioned Rachel's Roadside Bar and Grill in Wittenberg?
Well, oh, it's great.
They made today's newsletter, as Ellie Bordeaux asked people to send in their nominations for best local burger. And sure enough, Rachel's Roadside Bar and Grill in Wittenberg was one, including for the Witten Burger, a half pound burger with sauteed mushrooms, onions, barbecue sauce, and melted cheese curds.
Oh, Rachel. Yes.
Got to go get the Witten Burger and several other local burger joints of note. So again, head over to upnorthnewswi.com, click subscribe in the top banner and learn more about all of that. All right. So we've talked about local burgers and newsletters. We've said hi to Robin Tigerton. Let's get back to the business at hand here. You chairing this national board and talking about some very important issues in healthcare.
Yeah, well, if ever there was a time for doctors and healthcare professionals to step up and use our voices, I think this is that time. We've got to push back on all of this misinformation. When President Trump gives a press conference about acetaminophen and he can't pronounce acetaminophen, you should be concerned. When Robert F. Kennedy is telling you things about vaccines that you know are not true, you should be concerned. So what we need are scientists and doctors telling you the actual truth and how it affects you. And that's what this organization does. It helps to put doctors in the places where they need to be with the messages that will resonate with people.
Now, you mentioned Medicaid reimbursement, and here's the odd thing. For years and years, we've talked about the Medicaid reimbursement rate, you know, to doctors and other providers and whether it was adequate. Spoiler alert, it was not. And there was always room to improve on that. And now, of course, we're going in the complete opposite direction of slashing nearly $1 trillion from Medicaid. You have people like Congressman Derek Van Orden who insists that anybody who deserves their benefits will not see their benefits cut a nickel, as if $1 trillion of Medicaid care was going to undocumented immigrants. Nobody believes that except the most, you know, partisan Trump lovers out there. But the fact of the matter is you and all of your other colleagues have to live with the ramifications of these. First, they were low reimbursements. Now there's outright cuts, more hoops to jump through for people to get it. It is going to, I would imagine a lot of your discussion is about how much more uncompensated charity care you and your colleagues can afford to provide.
Well, as an OBGYN doctor in Wisconsin, we get paid so little for the work that we do with our patients. And 40% of our obstetrical patients have Medicaid. So we have been really struggling with this issue for a very long time. But now we're starting to look at everybody having a hard time. I mean, premiums are going up by 18% on average, not Medicaid, across the board for all of us. So what we're going to be seeing over the next couple of weeks to months, every single one of us, is the cost of healthcare going up. And that means more people won't be able to afford it. More people will need assistance. More people will go without healthcare. More people will not get that healthcare. And the consequences will be sickness and, frankly, death. We're going to see really terrible outcomes as a result of this. So that's why we have to stand up. We have to stand up for each other. And, you know, as patients, if you have stories, there are opportunities to tell your stories. Politicians like Tammy Baldwin want to hear it so that they can help to amplify the things that you're going through so people can understand. A lot of folks don't get the healthcare crises that many of us face, and the way to get through and to make sure that we're making really important political decisions, because it's all connected, is by telling these stories and helping people understand.
It is still, though, just a startlingly depressing number of comments that show up on stories like these about Medicaid, or like my new story on the website about SNAP benefits. And, you know, 700,000 people in Wisconsin rely on SNAP benefits to put food on the table. And we've talked about how many people are on Medicaid in Wisconsin. And the comment that comes in is, well, these are a bunch of, you know, lazy bums who need to go get a job. No, the real question is, how did we end up with an economy where people can't afford their health insurance and where people can't afford to put food on the table? And yet we have more billionaires than ever before. So, I mean, it's an entire economic system that's out of whack. Blaming the poor for being poor has really never been shown as a good solution for solving poverty.
I'm really worried about this. I'm worried about the SNAP benefits. I'm worried about the impact on food pantries. There was just an article in the Green Bay Press Gazette this morning that food pantries are gearing up because we know that SNAP benefits are going to be delayed due to Trump's Republican government shutdown. But people need food. When I was a kid, we were on SNAP because we needed a hand up. And, you know, if we hadn't had that, I don't know what my family would have done. So most people are struggling right now. There's a part of the population that's actually doing really well. That's why we see the stock market doing well. But most of us are having a hard time right now. I need for our politicians to see that. I need for our politicians to understand what's going on so that they actually start making decisions for the people who elected them instead of for themselves.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly is with us and joined us on Wednesday to talk about one particular health issue, because actress Halle Berry was testifying to the Wisconsin legislature on the subject of menopause. And that takes me to this week's edition of the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show that you can hear Saturdays at noon across the Civic Media Radio Network. What do we got this weekend?
We're talking about menopause. I talk with a doctor, Anita Biblik Anderson. She just opened a clinic called Pause Medicine in Wausau, of all places. So Northern Wisconsin, do not despair. There is a place you can go. Someone will listen to you. They will talk to you about your symptoms. Menopause is not just hot flashes. It is a variety of different things, and people experience it in very different ways. And we don't talk about it because it's taboo. But now we're talking about it.
Yes. somebody is encouraging that. And
that's right.
Yeah. So now you're in Pittsburgh, you're attending these meetings. You happen to be going to the ball game as well. So, I mean, will next week's Dr. Kristen Lierley show feature any Packer interviews
No.
We didn't arrange your press pass for you. Oh,
I could have gotten a press pass. What the heck?
Maybe. I mean, Jimmy Koska, Civic Media Sports Director, but maybe there's still time. Jimmy, if you're listening. Yep.
Jimmy, are you listening? Jimmy?
Jimmy, make this happen. let's get Dr. Lierley on the field. She's done video reports for us before. She would do video reports from down on the field for us.
I can be responsible. I can control myself on the field.
You have done video reports from the governor's inauguration. You have done video reports for us on Punchki Day from a place. Yeah. So you know how to do this.
Yeah. It is kind of funny to be like in the doctor space and also the reporter space. Like when this menopause story came through and I got the update, like as a reporter, that was funny.
Yes. I mean, you get to cross all of these different lines here. So
it's a twofer.
Yes. Well, you know, we're also in this streak of, I mean, there have not been a lot of games at Lambeau Field this year. We're at that part of the schedule where if you want to see the Packers, you actually have to go to them. And so you're going to do that. You will, however, not overdo it with the knee. We haven't picked on you this week yet about your recovery from knee replacement.
Uh-huh.
And I expect Jim from Brookfield to be texting in shortly here to also say, as a fellow knee replacement person, to take it easy out there. And yet you're talking about biking along all three rivers in Pittsburgh by the time this is all said and done.
Yeah, I am definitely going for a long bike ride. Bike rides feel good on my knee. My knee's doing well. Thank you for asking. Mm-hmm. I'm 8 weeks out. It is still not normal, but it takes time. And yeah. I have to be patient, and we have to be patient as we are recovering. It really gives me a very a good perspective on what people live with in their lives, because we all have something, right? Mm-hmm. So just taking the time to take care of yourself and offer a little grace to others who might be dealing with some issues that maybe you can't see. So yeah, it's been a humbling experience, but overall, I think I'm all right. Okay.
I think you're doing okay. Yep. Let's see. We heard in our last hour that the inflation report was out and showed that inflation is creeping back up again. Surprise, surprise. But the one, if you want to call it a positive aspect of it, is that it does have an impact on Social Security benefits. And this just in from the AP, Social Security recipients will get a cost of living boost next year of 2.8%. That will be an average boost of $56 per month. And it's funny, Kristen, how people hear about Medicaid and SNAP, and it's like, oh, it's welfare, blah, blah, blah. But Social Security and Medicare are in this totally different category of people going, yeah, heck yeah, it needs to be at least 2.8% to keep up with costs. And I don't know why we're not looking at that across the board as saying, look, we all pay our taxes, we're all working, and this is what we have to do to be healthy in our working and in our retirement years. But again,
this is politics, isn't it? Like these are the issues. They pull on this stuff and they know what the issues are that resonate with people. And those are the issues that they feed. And then the issues that make people uncomfortable are the issues that they use to really twist the screws.
Dr. Kristen Lierley is with us with Mike Clemens talking about sports just 15 minutes away as we roll through a Friday live from Pittsburgh and here on Lake Wissota. I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Yeah. There are still some teens in Wisconsin. I don't mean the youths. I mean the temperature. It's 19 in many parts of northwest Wisconsin right now. Let's see. Hayward's at 19. Solon Springs. Siren is as well. It's 39 over in Sturgeon Bay. It is 28 in the Madison area. 27 here in the Chippewa Valley. I didn't have time to look up the temperature for Pittsburgh, but Dr. Lyerly's out there. Probably not 19 degrees there.
I love how you said, I don't mean the utes.
Not the utes. You know?
Nope. Yeah, it's about the same. Okay. Pittsburgh is a lot the same. Like, I'm getting a very Green Bay vibe here.
Oh, blue collar city. Absolutely. Totally get that. Yeah.
I think I'm totally going to get that vibe on Sunday night. Just gut feeling. I think it's going to be very strong.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Let's see from Rob in Tigerton. I will be a candidate for knee surgery. I spent a lot of years milking cows. And then, of course, there's Jim in Brookfield on the text line. Good morning, Pat and Dr. Lyerly. Glad to hear you are biking 8 weeks out from surgery. I'm 5 out and can stationary bike, but not solo on a bicycle. Also, I'm told I'm 6 degrees from straightening the leg out and need to stretch the hamstring. I don't want the doctor to do it, so I'm working hard.
Ah, good for you. Because when the doctor does it, it doesn't feel good.
No. And it's fine. I've been told that I'm 6 degrees off, but it has nothing to do with it. It's just all personality driven here.
It's not your knees.
No, not at all. There is a new story out warning of potential scams that are happening out there that we wanted to share with people. Tamia Fowkes writes about it in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, says there is a federal relief check scam that is targeting consumers. The Better Business Bureau counts at least 800 consumers around the country have reported receiving scam messages about federal relief funds. The scheme involves attempts to collect personal and financial information in order to get an unclaimed relief payment. Thousands of dollars are waiting for them, and if they don't respond quickly, the money will be returned to the government. And that's one of many scams that are going on out there. And I know Sherry recently talked about one of her friends or colleagues has a parent who fell for the gift card one and was instructed to go buy all these gift cards, you know, and then send them instead of sending, you know, money into something. And I mean, I can only imagine, Kristen, you two have had patients come in and explain things and you've had to set them straight and go, no, don't do that. Don't fall for that. You're not just a trusted advisor in healthcare issues. Sometimes it's about life.
Yeah, it's not just patients. It's like people in our lives. And the scams are so tricky. Like there are times when I look at them and think, is this real or not? I don't know. I don't get it. Like, how do you do that? How do you take advantage of people like that? I'm just not tuned like that.
I got no answer for that either when I look at, but I do this, you know, every day when I'm doing the history lesson. I mean, we put mostly happy, shiny things in there, but there are other things in there where it's like, ooh, how do people do this stuff to each other? You know, we all through human history, we have not always been sending our best to conduct business on behalf of all of us. Look at us now. Look at us now electing a criminal as president who's tearing down the White House. Did not see that one coming.
Yeah. Did you see the Steve Bannon interview where he very overtly says that Trump will be seeking a third term? There's a plan. He's very confident about it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've never doubted that. And so when you have other Trump supporters who would love to say, oh, you have Trump derangement syndrome and you need to get over it. It's like, no, you're fooling yourself if you think this guy's going out willingly at the end of this term. Robin Tigerton on YouTube, whatever happened to kindness, helping one another?
That's right.
Well, here's the thing that Sherry reminds me all the time. And I think it's a coping mechanism that having a husband who's in both journalism and politics is that reminder that there are so many, many, many people who are kind and giving, and they don't make it into the newscast. They don't necessarily run for office. They're just out there very quietly doing their thing. And you don't always have to agree with them on everything, say politically, but they're out there doing good things. And I need that reset in my life now and then. I know other people who could use that reset. And they're the ones who, like, they don't vote. They don't watch the news at all because they find it all so depressing. But that's not the right way to go. Kristen. You can't completely unplug. That's not healthy.
Well, right now would be a really good time for kind people to step up and run for office. I mean, at any level. And I know that these jobs are tough and that society is complicated and that we have kind of been recently taught to not be nice to each other. But the only way to bring it back is to be courageous and kind and to step up. And we can do that. I mean, that's what you do every day, Pat, with your show, when you elevate these good, kind voices. So that's the plan. That's my plan.
Well, that is. And that is exactly why we do the things here that we do. And then he says, half jokingly, you know, why there's a bottle of bourbon around the corner sometimes in the evening. No. We all have our own different coping mechanisms. Mine is to go visit friends, you know, at the same watering hole every Thursday, except I think the wildlife are onto me because a deer almost took me out last night.
On
the way up. Yeah. Just right there in front of me on the road, on the way up to Jim Falls. And it was just that reminder. It is that time of the year. Keep your hands at 10 and 2 on the wheel. And you know, you got to really be watching those sides of the road because you just never know when some critter says, oh, this is my time. Hello. You know, the spotlight is on me until you're under my Jeep tires. So be careful.
And if you see one, there's probably another one. So watch out.
Without a doubt. So everybody be careful about that. Hey, you have a fun time at the game. I know you've got a busy day or two ahead of you, but then enjoy it all. And then we'll all be tuckered out 6:30 Monday morning. Well, 7:30 Eastern time when you check in with us again, I hope.
Yeah. Let's talk about that press pass, huh?
Parker is typing out the note to Jimmy as we speak.
I'll see what I can do for you.
Yes, we'll work on that.
Maybe you can take Mike's.
No, yes. I don't think Mike's going to go for that. No.
And I think, I have a Mike.
Mike Clemens is going to join us and not give up this press pass right after this. I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You know, Civic Media has a new daily newsletter that is all filled with show highlights and other important links. Sign up for it at civicmediatoday.substack.com. Again, civicmediatoday.substack.com. Whole lot of sports going on, starting tonight with some high school playoff football on some of the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. There's also some exhibition basketball by the Badger men's basketball team. And then there's college and professional football. You've got the World Series starting today. You got NBA getting their season underway. And somebody's got to keep track of all this. And thankfully, Mike Clemens is willing to do just that for us. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning from Green Bay, Pat. How are you?
Nice. Good. And nice to have you here. You'll be taking off for Pittsburgh, I imagine, before too much longer to cover, the Packers and the Steelers. And we'll get to that in just a little bit. But, you know, as I mentioned, you got the NBA season getting underway. And I know right now the timing isn't really good with this great big bombshell scandal coming out about, you know, some NBA players and coaches being caught up in gambling activities and other activities that I think we're going to hear about for a long, long time to come. It's not great timing for the NBA, but the season is getting underway. The Bucks are 1-0 now, and they're already north of the border to take on the Toronto Raptors tonight.
Yeah, the Bucks coming off a win of their season opener. They had it at home. And Doc Rivers announced a few days before, he went to the video crew, the scoreboard crew at Fiserv Forum, and said, look, we got to have a tribute to Chris Middleton, who we traded away in the spring, and now he's with the Wizards. That's the team that's coming in here on Wednesday night. And they did. As a matter of fact, the Bucks had like Bango, the team mascot, and some cheerleaders there to greet Chris at the airport, welcome home, to make him feel as welcome as possible. Of course, is a friend of Giannis, and we do things to make sure that Giannis is happy.
yes.
But you know, he deserved it. And, you know, as Doc Rivers said, hey, this guy, he helped us win a championship 4 years ago. He's always going to be a Buck. So they gave him a very nice, warm welcome. Bucks took an early lead in that game. Wizards fought back, got to within 9, but the Bucks went on to win, was a 133-120. But they lost their starting guard, this Kevin Porter Jr., at the end of the first quarter, steps on his teammate's foot, Bobby Portis, and had to have an MRI the next day. Sprained left ankle. He's not making even the trip tonight. So the Bucks are in Canada tonight. They're taking on the Raptors in Toronto, and it's an early tip-off time of 5:30 tonight.
Yeah, and again, you know, you've got a long enough season to hopefully overcome, you know, this injury or that injury, but you definitely don't want to be starting, you know, right out of the gate on game one. Are the Wizards, I frequently use the term, the lowly Washington Wizards. They have just been such a tough luck team for so many years. Are they basically still in the bottom range here, or have they started, you know, making their way back up at all?
No, well, I mean, looking at them last spring, they clearly look like they need to be a rebuilding team. But there can continue to be kind of a strange ownership in terms of some of the management decisions. And they always seem to keep on making moves like, well, let's get 34-year-old Chris Miller in here. That'll help sell tickets, as opposed to seriously rebuilding, you know, a good basketball team.
Yeah, it never has felt like you know, anything other than a perpetual rebuilding job, which doesn't do anybody any favors if you're a fan of that franchise. Thankfully, we don't have that problem here with the Bucks. And again, they're playing at Toronto. 5:30 is the tip-off this evening. Let's flip over to baseball now, because the World Series is getting underway again, keeping with Toronto, but this time it's the Toronto Blue Jays, and they are taking on the LA Dodgers. And that one there, Mike, is we've been so impressed with Ohtani. We were so frankly impressed. We were obviously sad about the Brewers getting swept, but you kind of had to tip your cap that we kind of have to reset things here, Mike. And Parker was quick to remind me, the Blue Jays are no slouches. What did you say? Top five payrolls as well.
Yeah,
so there is the potential, despite the sweep of the Brewers, for this to be a competitive World Series.
No, and now Colin Cowherd, national the talk show host about 4 weeks ago, said, I think this is going to be a Mariners versus Brewers World Series and Brewers in six. And he was close.
Wishful thinking.
I missed it by that
Blue
much.
Jays came, yeah, Blue Jays came back to win, was at game 7, 4-3. So they're in there, and they got Vlad there as a bat. They've got, you know, they got some bats. But, you know, the Dodgers have got the pitching, as we found out the hard way last week. So they get game one tonight in L.A. Against the Blue Jays. I mean, all bets are that the Dodgers are going to be the first team in over 25 years to repeat as World Series champions.
Well, and again, they have the talent, they have the names. But again, Parker, I got to give you credit. You made me feel better that I'd had a tough time rooting for the Dodgers previously, but Manny Machado is no longer a part of the team.
They're as likable as they've ever been.
I know. They're as likable as the Dodgers can be at this point, thankfully. You know.
So for game one is tonight at 7 o'clock out in L.A.
That's right. Brewers, meanwhile, you know, they've got to kind of do the final housekeeping on their season, and they did so with a press conference and a rather nice announcement for one of the executives.
Yeah, Matt Arnold, the general manager of the team, the guy who's coming up with these incredible young players to replace injured players or solve problems like, you know, Caleb Durbin or Isaac Collins or the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, the pitcher. He's been promoted. He goes from general manager to the president of baseball operations for the Milwaukee Brewers. Doesn't really change his job. He's just got a bigger title and gets a, you know, promotion with it. But he's also had to ask some tough questions like, okay, Brandon Woodruff, what are you going to do there? The guy that you waited for 2 years to come back from surgery on his shoulder, and then he comes back and is doing great, and then just as you get to the postseason, he has another injury and can't participate. And he said, yeah, you know, that's going to be a tough off-season decision. Looks like they're going to have to move on from Woody. And, you know, Pat Murphy made it clear often throughout the season. I mean, I remember that one game that they lost in Chicago to the Cubs to Matthew Boyd, a pitcher who they shelled earlier in the season. He pitched a great game, and Murph said, yeah. And how much is he making? What was that? $29 million? Oh, okay. He throws that out there because you look at the Brewers' payroll, and Freddie Peralta at $8 million. It's like, yeah. You know, the manager kept on saying, how am I supposed to compete with that, right? So.
Yeah, it makes total sense. And again, for a small market team, you need, if you don't have the big pile of money, then you need some really smart decision making, whether it's your general manager or president of baseball operations, whatever the case may be. You know, Matt Arnold getting that promotion at least adds that degree of security that somebody making some smart and sometimes tough decisions is going to be around for a while. I mean, so basically you're saying if you were a betting man, Brandon Woodruff, he might be one of the players that we have seen for a last time in a Brewer uniform.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, they're talking about changing baseball, but that could lead to a walkout next year, which we'll deal with later.
Yeah, okay. Well, more drama for us to follow here. Let's turn to college football next. You've got the Wisconsin Badgers. We'll be taking on the Ducks out in Oregon. Coverage begins at 4 o'clock on several Civic Media stations and then a 6 p.m. kickoff. So what can you tell us about the game and any new developments on the future of head coach Luke Fickell?
Now, the Badgers are playing number 6th-ranked Oregon Ducks. Badgers are trying to snap a 5-game losing streak. They got shut out again last week against the number 1 team, Ohio State Buckeyes. You've got Camp Randall Stadium half full. You got the kids that are there booing and chanting Fire Fickell. And so on Monday, Chris McIntosh, the athletic director at Wisconsin, put out a note, particularly to the season ticket holders, that said, we're not going to fire Fickell. We're going to, you know, move on. But and then holding a press conference and talking about, listen, if you want, we need more depth to these teams, and that's going to take more money. So if you'd like to donate more money, so, you know, we'll be talking about this for months. But basically, they're going to keep Fickell. They're in a crisis mode in terms of recruitment because the program is in such shambles right now with the injuries. Yeah. And they're worried about, you know, players that want to get out of the transfer portal. They're worrying about the ones that they've got recruiting that are going to change their minds. They've got to sort of do this before signing day deadline, November 30th. Yeah, a lot of challenges in Madison right now for football.
All right. And then finally, of course, you've got the Packers playing the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Coverage begins at 5 p.m. Sunday. And we've been setting up throughout the morning. You had a viral post once upon a time that you finally got to talk to Aaron Rodgers about. Tell us more about that story.
On Wednesday, Aaron Rodgers did a press conference with the Steelers. And they said, so, you're playing the Packers. Is this a revenge game? He goes, no, this is not a revenge game. No, I mean, the Packers mean everything to me. They drafted me. I grew up there, you know, from the time I was 21 to 38 or so. You know, I've still got friends back there. No, you know, we want to win, but not a revenge game. So then, and he was nice enough to to do a Zoom call with us, those of us that covered him all those years in Green Bay. And so the other guys were asking him questions about, well, you know, what do you want to do with the future and his season and everything. And so he knows that we were always trying to have some fun together. We would laugh and joke about this stuff on Fridays at his locker. And so I said, you know, I never got to ask you this. One day there was a lady who was driving her car on McCarthy Way across the street from Lambeau Field, and she took a picture of a red pickup truck, and there's a dude with a winter cap on holding up a case of beer, and it was you, the MVP of the league. So we asked him this yesterday on the Zoom call.
All right, let's see what he said.
Next up, Mike Clemens from Wisconsin Radio Network.
You got unmuted, Mike.
I was listening to your comments yesterday and the good times you had in Green Bay, and all I could think of was that here you are, the MVP. It's like 21, and you're in the back of a red pickup truck with your teammates crossing Oneida, holding up a case of beer. And I retweeted that. It got over 1 million hits of all the things you've accomplished.
Oh, well, congrats for that.
I mean, what was happening that day? And talk about some of those times that maybe weren't so public.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember exactly whose vehicle that was, but there was like a bunch of cases of beer in the back. So, you know, you guys would always take that walk back, and whether I was riding in the back of a truck or riding on that silly golf cart that D-Bot gave me, we were always messing around, having a good time. Those are some of the most fun. I mean, going way back, we had a crazy crew. I mean, some of the shenanigans and pranks that me and Brett Goode pulled on some of the rookies over at St. Norbert's, the constant battle between Flynn and Graham, and TJ Lang and Josh Sitton, what they would do on the road. It got so crazy, some of the pranks they were pulling, that Mike at one point said, you know, cut that shit out, no more of that stuff, because they were doing some wild stuff. But it's that stuff that I remember, the plane flights. You know, there was a time back then, we used to fly on a plane at 8 first class seats, and that was like, you know, Ted, you know, Bob Harlan into Mark and the brass and a couple of coaches, and all of us were in the 3x3 seats in the back. And we had this thing for a while where people just start throwing pillows and blankets at each other, like when the plane was landed, guys that were sleeping, you know, if you were sleeping. Larry McCarron can probably attest to this, because he was always sitting like in the row in front of me, and there'd be guys like flinging the wrapped up blankets and rolling them up in the pillows at people. And waking, you know, there's always like, you know, some of the media was in front of us and you know, PR and community relations, they'd all be on the same plane, and they were catching strays on the plane sometimes. So, you know, those things are great. It's like, you know, it was such a tight-knit group for so long there. You know, I outlasted most of them, but it's fun. You know, that's why I feel so good about my time there, because damn near everything great in my life is because of, you know, my football career. My football career starts and will end one day with Green Bay. So I got a lot of love for all those memories and a lot of great friends that I still carry with me to this day.
Leave it to Mike to get that story out. Mike, thank you so much. Enjoy the game. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks,
all right, Pat. We'll be back. You bet. We'll wrap things up here from Lake Wissota after this. I'm Pat Kreitler from Up North News on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
So it's not just the Packers in Pittsburgh that you can hear for football across the Civic Media Radio Network this weekend, but of course you can on Sunday, starting at 5 p.m. for the pregame. But on Saturday, you've got the Badgers taking on Oregon. Coverage begins tomorrow at 4 p.m. And then you've got some high school playoff football on some Civic Media radio stations. Head to civicmedia.us to learn more. Then tonight, the Badger men's basketball team in some preseason action against Oklahoma in Milwaukee. Coverage begins at 6:30. And let's see, what else have we got? Badger women's hockey. They host Minnesota State Mankato at home tomorrow afternoon and Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. The Badger women's volleyball team is out in Washington, so you got a little West Coast sports action. 9 o'clock tonight for the Badger women's volleyball team versus Washington on the Big Ten Network. Again, Bucks at Toronto, 5:30 is the tip-off, and World Series Game 1, Toronto versus the Dodgers, starting Friday. That, Parker Olson, esteemed producer and sports fan, is what most people would want to hear for the sports that are going on, but we're going to end the show as it began. And talking about the big news of the sports betting scandal, the gambling scandal that's out there with players who appear to be taking themselves out of games to influence prop bets. Others were involved in illegal poker games with crazy stuff like X-ray tables where they could see the cards of the people they were scamming.
Isn't that nuts?
Coming into this. I know. And this all happened right after the end of the show yesterday. And I just recall on my DVR, I'm watching them have this discussion, and I had to roll it back like 20 minutes to go, wait, what? And play all this back. And look, as I said earlier in the show with Kia Vakil, I feel like, you know, almost kind of psychic, because our question of the week this week was about sports betting and whether it should be made, you know, more legal in Wisconsin. Then you had somebody like Kia Vakil going, I've been screaming from the rafters from day one, don't do this. You're going to have something like this happen. So, Parker, the question now is whether this is going to eventually be a blip on the sports betting radar, or is this a watershed moment like the quiz show scandals of the 1950s on TV and the payola scandals of radio in the 1960s? Is this really going to put a crimp in legalized gambling in this country or not?
I really don't know. It's hard to figure out if this is going to be a regular thing. I would think that this will. I sort of think the FBI is making an example of this and is trying to fend off any more examples of this. I don't really know enough quite about it to say too much, but I don't think it's going away, Pat. I think
the gambling.
I don't think gambling's going to. I 100% think that it'll get legalized in a bunch of places because, Pat, as we say, follow the money.
Yes, and that's the thing. These sports leagues, you know, they saw that there was all kinds of money here to form these sponsorship deals with some of these big national sites. And that's really what I'm getting at. It's not like gambling's going to go away. But in terms of these league partnerships, I mean, if you're the commissioner of the NBA right now, do you feel like the only way to save your image is to step up to a microphone in the near future here and say, we're done. We tried this. It didn't work. People will still be betting, but we're not going to put the integrity of our league on the line. And so we're going to end these partnerships. Is there a chance that that happens?
No.
Okay, that was quick.
remind me what channel you watch the Milwaukee Brewers and Milwaukee Bucks on.
That would be the FanDuel Sports Network. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all betting.
It's all about money. Well, the thing is, though, the network is not owned by FanDuel. They basically bought the naming rights. And so you actually come back to the owners of that network, whose name escapes me. I don't know if it's Diamond Sports Group or what it is.
I think so.
But do they too go, wow, it was great having all this money for naming rights, but you know, we can't have this. We have to go find a new naming sponsor and call it something else. And it's your position that that's just not going to happen. There's just nobody else that's got money the way that gambling does.
No, I don't think so. I think that it's going to be really hard. Sports and betting are so intertwined. I think it's going to be really hard for leagues or teams or whoever to get away from it. And even in that extent of naming rights, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. And then there's the whole notion of how the gambling scandal is different now compared to, say, you know, the Black Sox of, what was that, 1917? Well, there you had players that were like getting paid near poverty wages. And so they would engage in, you know, these kinds of gambling aspects basically to put food on the table. But these players and coaches who've been arrested, one of the players, he's made over $100 million in the course of his career through big contracts. So he wasn't doing it solely for the money. It wasn't his way to make a living, but the money, the extra money he could make was just too enticing.
Yeah. It's really a pain. You see it in a lot of sports. It's surprising to me that we're seeing it in basketball. I get that you can bet on specific players doing things, but usually it's like tennis has a huge problem with combating match fixing because it's so specific. Like, this player is going to lose the fifth game of the second set. Like, that's a bet that a lot of people make. And it's very easy to work with players on that, especially in sports like you were just talking about that don't perhaps make quite as much money.
So this is something that's going to take months, if not years, to work its way through the court system. So this is going to be coming up a lot. So the NBA and frankly, sports in general have many opportunities to look bad as this comes up. And will anybody step forward to say, no, we're not going to be as tight with betting? Clearly, you see where we stand. There's just too much other money there. All right. Well, enjoy the weekend. You doing anything fun?
I think I'm heading down to Whitewater tomorrow, hanging out with the guys.
Oh, be a good time. That might have been the most predictable thing we've said in the past 3 hours.
Probably
go to Whitewater and watch some football. Exactly. All right. Well, you enjoy that. We'll see you on Monday. Remember that next week we will be hearing from Lucy Ripp from A Better Wisconsin Together. We'll talk to a guest from Friends of the Apostle Islands. We will talk about finding a new Medicare Advantage plan and so much more. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. I'm Pat Kreitlow. We'll see you back here bright and early, 6 a.m. here up north.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.